Everybody got their free prizes? They gave one to everybody, right? I didn't get one. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about RRA and also a little bit about Camperama. And I thought I had 3 minutes, but you cut me down to a minute and 30 seconds. Let me give you one piece of help or advice on Camperama. How many in here have cell phones that they're always looking for a place to charge at Camperama? Well, this is a solar charger and a battery that's available on eBay. They come from about 10,000 milliamp hours. Your phone probably has 3,000 milliamp hours in it, but they come from about 10,000 milliamp hours. This one is an 80,000 milliamp hour battery, and they've got them all the way up to 200,000 milliamp hours. Solar charger, battery, two ports to charge two devices at one time. One of them is a 2 amp, so you can charge your iPad. It also has a little flashlight. The LEDs are getting blue because it's seeing all this light that's actually charging it right now. These things run about $12 to $15 on eBay. You need it for camping every place you go. You don't have to worry about finding somebody to charge your charger, to plug your charger in for your phone or your iPad. So recommend, just go on eBay, look for solar battery charger. There's solar cells out there. They don't have the battery. Anybody wants to see this, I'll have it in the RRA booth or over here too. If you don't want to mess with eBay, RRA will sell them to you for $25. Got to make a profit. I have two extra ones here, by the way. This is a LSA, Lifetime Service Award. We always have a lot of applications right after lead or right after a function that we've had where it's been announced. If you've got any commanders that's basically dedicated their life to Royal Rangers, and we've got many of them, and they don't have an LSA, then you need to pick up an application. It's $100, and they can't know you're giving it to them, so you can't submit it for yourself. It's not something that they earn by doing certain things except serving a lifetime of reaching boys. So remember that. We also have a new patch. Is Paul Walters in the room? Ah, good. I've given him a little competition. There's a new patch for your utility uniform in patch mode. It goes right up here where you wear your FCF one, and it says RRA. And Paul has threatened any FCF member caught wearing this, he's going to do something to, but I'll try to undo whatever he does if you're wearing the RRA one. We've got them out in the booth. They're $2 a piece. By the way, there's only about 15 or 20 of these left. The initial production was 100. We're down to 15 to 20 left because I put it on Facebook and everybody came by and got early that is member of RRA Facebook. So come get them. One last thing on Camperama, volunteers. I know it's going to be discussed, but listen to the area of volunteer forms that you can fill out and send in for being a volunteer at Camperama. Now, you're going to volunteer anyway if you attend Camperama. For some number of hours. This is basically for those that want to volunteer for more time or for the entire full time to serve as a volunteer. I am over communications, which means radio in my world. Now today, communications means video and multimedia, but we're talking radio communications. We can use a couple of more people to help charge batteries and issue radios and monitor the weather channel because we're also over monitoring weather. We're not going to control the weather, but we'll monitor it. I did take credit for a rendezvous for the 70 and 80 degree weather because they kept saying, you're the guy that's in charge of weather. Yes, but I'm not going to guarantee you 60 and 70 degree weather, so I'm just going to watch it for you and then tell you if we need to do something. Thank you guys very much. Enjoy your stay in Texas.
Look at your hands. Now look at mine. Notice the difference? Of course you do. Mine are clutching the warm steel of a black powder rifle. The same black powder I use to brew my morning cup of joe. Now I have a bow. And I've just caught an arrow. You see, I like to shoot. And at Royal Ranger Camperama, you'll shoot a lot of guns and arrows too. Do you know what I like more than guns and arrows? Mealtime. Royal Rangers National Camperama, the ultimate event for guys.
Well, good afternoon, men. Good afternoon. All right, did you guys have a good lunch? Okay, great. We're going to have a great afternoon session. One thing before we go any further, I just want to take a minute. You know, there's several of us that are working on Camperama, and a lot of them are behind the scenes that may not be up here speaking today, but their roles are just as important, whether it be over transportation or golf carts or security or medical or any of that. But if you're on the executive committee team, if you men could stand up, please, and be recognized. Everybody, if you're on the executive committee, that means you were here Monday and Tuesday. If you're unsure, stand up, please. These guys are also helping coordinate things, whether it be registration, Jonathan Trower, snack bars. They're all doing a key piece. There's no way one person can do them by themselves. And you're only as good as your worst, best teammate, and they're all great. They're all great. At this time, though, I want to introduce another key member of our Camperama staff. I think you guys know him. Jason Bone, why don't you come on up? He is coordinating. Jason's coordinating our volunteers, and let me be more specific here. He's coordinating our volunteers that are actually a part of the Camperama pool, the registrants. So, Jason, if you want to talk a little bit about that, and we'll go from there. Give him a big hand.
Sure.
Jason.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. So we're excited about Camperama, right? We've already thrown some stuff at you to try to get you in the mood. But can everybody stand up with me real quick? Everybody stand up with me real quick. I know it's 1 o'clock, 1:45, kind of at baked potatoes kind of that you had for lunch, Brian's kind of sitting there and just stewing. Need to get a little blood flow going, all right? So I want to go through the exercise real quick of saying something that's near and dear to my heart, but we don't often stop out of a routine and think about it. So would you raise your right hand with me? Recite the Royal Rangers Pledge. With God's help, I will do my best to serve God, my church, and my fellow man. Stop right there. What did we just say? We're going to serve God, our church, and our fellow man, and do our best with God's help. You guys can be seated. Thank you for engaging me. Ready to, Commander Jim. I should have known. So at Camperama, who volunteers? Everybody volunteers. Because without everybody, Camperama just won't work. At the 2014 National Rendezvous, I had the opportunity to help serve in the volunteer check-in place at Rendezvous, and it was a little different. You actually volunteered to volunteer at National Rendezvous. And I was a little nervous. Commander Paul and Commander Steve had given us a list of things that they wanted covered for the week, and it was a long list, and there were 6 days of items that we were trying to cover. And we opened up on Sunday afternoon, and FCF members lined up from the time the gate started to open before the first meal, and they said, hey, where can we serve? Where can we be a part of what's going to happen at Rendezvous? And I'll tell you, by Monday afternoon, Commander Paul, every spot we had was filled. Every spot we had was filled. And it wasn't a required thing. Guys were coming back and asking for more. And I said, well, where do you want to serve? And the theme was, doesn't matter. Just give me something that I can do. I'm here to help. Right? So we want to have that same attitude when it comes to Camperama. We want to show our boys and our leaders and our districts exactly what it means to be a servant leader. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, but we're the ones who are going to bring that attitude to camp and make it permeate everywhere that we go. So think about something really quick. Jim talked a little bit earlier about we're setting up a small city this summer. And I love that. The fact that Camp Eagle Rock. Eagle Rock has about, 202 people now? And bumped them up from 109. That's a pretty small town, right? We're going to have region and district encampments that have more people than the town of Eagle Rock this summer. There will be 5,500 men and boys at camp, and it's going to take, we estimate, about 1,000 volunteers to make this event run. That's a lot of volunteers, is it not? Want to correct something that you may have seen. When the Camporama Leader Guide came out about a year ago at LEAD, it said in the packet that depending on the size of your district, you would be asked for a specific number of volunteers, whether you were Division 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. We're not handling it that way. Everybody who's a part-time or who is not a full-time volunteer at Camporama will be assigned a part-time shift to work. And those are typically between 3 and 4 hours. And everybody's going to get at least one. We're going to make those assignments before we come to camp. And so what's going to happen is when you show up to Camporama, you're going to go past and see Commander Jonathan, Commander Mark at Eagles Resort there on the registration table. And once you go there, you're going to come and get your camp items from the Ranger store. How many of you guys know where that's at? On the pad right there, right to the side of the Johnny Barnes Lodge. We're going to be on that concrete pad with JR and his crew that will be handing out those registration items. And so at that point, we're going to have 4 or 5 guys, not just one, not just two. We're going to have a wide table there set up with several guys to help us. And they're going to get you in and get you out, get you your assignment, and get you to what you really want to do. And that's set up camp so you can go eat, right? Okay? Going to try to not have you in line for very long. We want everybody to have a smooth process. And so to do that, we're going to ask you to do a couple things for us. The first thing, don't leave your camper ID badge in the van. When you get to camp this summer, we're going to want you to keep this, or what will look like this, with you at all times. That is your don't leave home without it pass for the week. And so you'll need it to get your volunteer shift. We're going to have a label for you, much like we did 4 years ago. It's going to show you when and where you're supposed to be at, and so report, okay? If you want an additional assignment, maybe you're one of those guys that you're saying, okay, well, I'm gonna serve all week long. I'm here to help. I'm here to do more than one shift, and you want another assignment. That's awesome. We're definitely going to need that, but we want you to come back Monday after 4 o'clock once we've gotten everybody a chance to get into camp, go through the line one time, then we'll start doing seconds, okay? So this summer, we want to reward guys who help us serve, men and women, ladies that help us serve. And so if you want to look at that, you can talk to Commander Jim if you're a lady interested in serving or you want to serve full-time. But for those who are part-time volunteers, we're going to have 3 reward levels. The first shift that you work, we're going to give you a Camporama volunteer staff patch. The second shift that you work, we're going to give you a Camporama staff volunteer coin. And I know a lot of guys, at least in our district, are really geeked up about coins, so that's pretty cool. And then after you work your third shift, you'll get a Camporama volunteer hat. Okay, so that's the way that we're breaking those down, and we're encouraging you, as soon as you get those shifts completed, come check in with us and get your reward items. Don't wait till Friday at 2:30 to come get your item. We want to give it to you as soon as we can. We like immediate recognition in Royal Rangers, do we not? All right, awesome. So help us out with that. So I've got Commander Dwight, he's the CFO, the Camporama, or the Chief Fun Officer, depending on how you look at it. And he gave us a really awesome list of activities that are going to be happening at camp. And you know, Pastor Mark, he came up yesterday with this super manly paper sack and said, hey, you know, this sack, there's a mystery inside of it. And then we had another paper sack come up here this morning. And paper sacks are okay, but that's been done before. So we decided we would do a little bit more. We'll have a little more fun with it, right? Big, loud, and colorful. No, yeah, there's no cake in there either. I don't think there's any mud. Oh, we do have a toothbrush. We do have a toothbrush. Oh, hey, how many of you guys have stopped and seen Steve? He keeps throwing that. Commander Carl's helped Steve out. Okay, guys, let's join together and get that done. Amen? All right. I wouldn't be asking you to do that if I hadn't done it myself. I believe that's important. So our activities this summer, we've got things like shooting sports. We've got a video game tournament that BGMC is helping us put on. That's going to be in the Trading Post building. We're going to have football. And Manziel did get cut by the Browns. Thank you for being the 80th person to remind me of that today. Gig'em, okay? We've got soccer. We've got an FCF village. Hey, man, where's that tomahawk at? Okay, all right. We're going to have a Ranger Derby this year. We're super excited about that. I know the boys are going to want to be a part of that. That's going to take a little bit of work before they get to camp, will it not? So help us out with that. We're going to have fine arts. There's going to be lip syncing and open mic competition. Guys that are musically inclined, that not me, are going to get up and show off their skills, right? Everybody in camp's going to be able to hear them when they come around that tent. It's going to be exciting. What are we doing over there? All right. We've got human foosball. I think I recognize that game from the South Texas powwow. That's fun. Good stuff. Nine square in the air. Gaga ball, volleyball, swimming, zip lining, and rappelling. How many of you guys enjoyed the zip line on the new tower we had at 2012? It was great. Okay, we're going to have that again. So the point we want to make is we've got all this stuff, and Chad, Commander Chad, give Chad a hand for lugging all this up here. Commander Chad Hudson from South Texas. We're preparing a lot of equipment. You're bringing a lot of equipment yourself. You're loading up trailers, vans, buses, RVs, pack mules, whatever. Like as one of the Camperama commercials said, doesn't matter how you get there, just get there. We're bringing all sorts of equipment. But at the end of the day, if we don't have men to run the volunteer shifts and to volunteer and to serve and to let these boys have an experience, it's just not going to happen, is it not? The equipment by itself is not going to get the job done. We've got to put it to work. We've got to execute the plan. You guys with me? All right. So one last story. We talked a lot about today, earlier this morning, Commander Carl and Jim talked about the idea that we want to give these boys an experience. What if that's the only time, Carl, you talked about your sons and how they still talk about their Camperama experience? This will be my sixth Camperama that I've had the chance to attend, and my second one is probably the one that's meant more to me than any other one, and that was the 98 Camperama. I came with my dad, and was going through a lot of stuff. I was 14 years old at the time, you think I have a bad attitude now? I had a really bad attitude back then about a lot of things. All you guys over there laughing, I appreciate that. And so on a Wednesday night, I believe it was Wednesday night, a man by the name of Dave Reaver got up and spoke and shared his heart and talked about what it meant to be a man that went after God with everything you had and would lay down your life for him. And that night, I'm proud to say that was the night I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. So that night was 18 years ago, but I can tell you exactly the spot I sat on that property when that happened. And I don't want to take an opportunity away from a young man for that to happen to him, to give him an opportunity for his life to be changed by the experience that he has at Camperama. So I'd ask you guys, with everything you have, let's do our best with God's help and make this the best Camperama we can. Thank y'all.
Oh, check, there we go. You know, this was the first time we've done this was in 2012. And kind of the reason that we did this is I know when this will be my fourth Camperama, two as an attendee, okay. And then two working, okay? And I know that when I went to Camperamas before, there were times where there were really cool activities set up, but no one was working them, and my boys were really disappointed. So in 2012, we instituted, you know, this is kind of we all make it work kind of thing. But I know that these guys are the cream of the crop.
Absolutely.
They're going to be asked questions and maybe given a little bit of grief. It's like, man, why do I need to go? You know, I'm here to enjoy this with my outpost. I want to do this with my boys. What would these guys say to them? I mean, what's a way to kind of offset
that
a little bit?
That's a great question, and some of you have already come up and asked me that this week. So we're busy. I want to be with my son. I've got to stay with my outpost. I've only got a few leaders in my outpost, or I'm, you know, this, that, and the other. There's a multitude of different reasons why a guy would think, man, it's just not convenient for me to be working one of those shifts. And the answer is like this, right? You guys are district staff, district directors, regional coordinators. You're busy, right? When you're at Camperama, you're serving other people already. So this is a little bit of preaching to the choir. But what I would say to that is, I was a district director in 2012 whenever we had Camperama, and I actually got to spend Wednesday afternoon at the BB gun range. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot going on. I was our district camp rep and was passing out hat pins and doing different things like that, helping set up the campsite. And I still got to volunteer, and really, the men in your district are looking to you. They're looking at how you respond to that. If you have a bad attitude, if we have a bad attitude, if I had a bad attitude about it, that's going to transfer onto other people that are around me, is it not? So if I have a good attitude about it, and I'm excited about the opportunity to serve God, to serve my fellow man, to serve our boys, they're going to follow suit with that. If I attack it with everything I have, everybody around me is going to have a better attitude. So that's the way that I would answer that question, Jim. I would just say, if we take the right attitude with it, others will follow us.
That's good. And also, speaking of that, I know we're going to talk about this, but, you know, attitude, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's hot. There's going to be lines. Okay, there's 4,000 people. There's going to be 4,000 or 5,000 people there. There's lines in Disney World. And, again, we hear that, people complaining about it all the time. But you guys, you are men are the ones that we need to diffuse that. You guys are the diffusers, not joining in and jumping on the bandwagon. We need you all. You know what? I told in the district director meeting, you know, you were in there, I said, boy, it would be great if this was a perfect camperama. But, you know, and, you know, I was like, well, we're imperfect people, but you know what? God's a perfect God, all right? Why not? Why not make everything that flows smoothly and there's only just minor problems? But invariably, you know what? Things are going to happen. It's up to us, me, you, these guys, that we have good attitudes, that we show everyone else he's outpost leader and demonstrate servant leadership and have a good attitude.
You know what's important? And the other thing, too, we run camps at our local level, do we not? I love it when we have adversity, we have something happen at a camp that's not planned, and our staff members, our sectional leaders, they get excited about it and they say, hey, it's going to be okay, we're going to make it happen, we're going to get over it. Yes. And they come alongside and they have our back. Let's have each other's back.
Amen. Very good. All right. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. So he's another one where we spent hours on the phone talking about things, and I'm confident in Jason to get this done right. So I want to talk about Jason handles the volunteers that are again, participants of Camperama and have registered for Camperama. But I want to talk about full-time volunteers. Ronnie had alluded to that earlier, but we definitely need full-time volunteers. And I know we probably have several in here that have already submitted their information on our SurveyMonkey.com. There is a link on NationalCamperama.com. You go on the left-hand side, the volunteer section, that tells you a little bit about it. But we're looking for specialties, all right? We need people that have special skills. We're looking for security, medical, shooting sports. If you have some kind of certification in shooting sports, we need those kind of folks that have specialties. And don't get me wrong, if you have other skills, general labor, electrician, plumbing, any groundskeeping, maintenance, any of those folks, we need your help to show up early. And, you know, it goes through Camperama. So if you don't have 2 weeks, fine. If you have a week, the week before, 3 or 4 days, that's great too. But we can certainly use your help because, again, Jason's talking about the part-time volunteers, and I'm talking about the full-time volunteers. So go to the National Camperama website. There's more information on there. Go on the left-hand side where it says volunteer information. So, okay, without any more further ado, I'm going to introduce our Monday night speaker at Camperama, Paul Walters. Paul, why don't you come up and tell them about the exciting things coming up to celebrate the 50th anniversary of FCF.
Good afternoon. I come bearing a couple gifts, but first I need to make a confession. A Royal Ranger is honest. Pastor Petrucci, if I was you, I would be very careful with that toothbrush that my brother presented to you earlier this morning. I thought it was his. Say no more. Oh, yeah. It's nice to room with your brother for a week. As I said, I came bearing gifts. I would like my boss to come forward, please. You know, we've been talking about branding this weekend, and I have a gift for you, Commander. If you'll come when you're traveling. We know he likes that Royal Ranger shirt, and we're going to keep him in the 50th anniversary as well. So I'd like to...
said your boss. I thought your wife was here.
Yeah, my boss is in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
My real boss.
Yeah.
But I'd like to, on behalf of the FCF, present that to you.
Awesome. Thank
and
you.
You can wear that with pride.
Right.
Amen. No, don't do that. And then listen, I want to take just a moment. We know that this is the 50th anniversary of the FCF. And back last fall, the FCF, you know, we have some talented patch designers in the FCF. And back last fall, my vice president approached me and said, we'd like to do a set of the national presidents. And, you know, we were honored to do that. But then the Lord impressed on me that the FCF needed to pay the cost of producing these sets. There are 250 sets that have been made. There will be no more. 250 sets. And the Lord impressed on me that we needed to take 100% of the profits. 100% of the profits. The FCF is donating the production of the patches. And what we're going to do with that is, man, we're going to give that 100% of the profits to help support Fred and Joyce Deaver. And, you know, this is a good thing. Amen. And you guys have been pitching in. I've been shipping patches all over the nation. I've become very well acquainted with the ladies in my local post office. But you know what? This also gave me the opportunity to minister to them when they asked what it was about. We never know when we're going to have that opportunity. Amen. And you know, I brought some sets down with me. I actually had them shipped down last week, and we were running, we thought we'd run out of those. And I actually had my wife go to the post office and ship down another 20 sets that got here today. They were supposed to be here Wednesday. And I was sweating it, watching it, the tracking online. So what we have is, I really don't want to take those home, man. I really don't want to take those home. And we want to bless the Deavers. And you know, I mentioned that my vice president designed this. I have in front of me set number 6 of 250. And I'm going to auction it off right now. Do I hear $50? No, I'm just kidding you. This is actually, says on the back, this belongs to Oak. So I better leave well enough alone. But if you'll do that, the sets are upstairs in the FCF sales room. And help us out. Help us help continuing to support the Deavers. Amen? Amen. Thank you. And as I mentioned, you know, this is the 50th anniversary of the FCF. That excites me. But you know, what I wanted to take just a moment. A couple years ago, I was in North Carolina speaking at the Old Hickory Chapter Trace. And I met a gentleman at that trace that was in the very first call out, 1966 in Southern California. And immediately, our hearts bonded. I so appreciated hearing the stories of the early days. And he's here today. Commander Wes Kilcrease, would you stand and let these guys recognize you? How about a hand for Commander Wes? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Commander. Commander was one of the very early, what they used to call the aide-de-camps. You were the president of the council then. And thank you for sowing into my life, sharing the history of the FCF. Commander West was at the 2014 National Rendezvous, and we were able to sit down and get him on video and have some nice history from that. That's really cool. But, Commander, I really appreciate your stepping out back in 1966 with a brand-new ministry. And you know how much you mean to me. Amen. Amen. I want to talk to you briefly, if you'll just pull those two slides up on the PowerPoint. And what you're looking at here is we're looking for 500 in the FCF village, and we can do this. We can do this. Amen. Amen. So what we're looking for in the FCF Village, this is going to be the biggest, the best, the most colorful FCF Village in the histories of Camporama, and it needs to be this year. So through the graciousness of my FCF scribe, our national FCF scribe, John Hembry, who happens to be an IT guy, and I thank him daily that he is on my staff. Commander Carl and I were over there trying to figure out Snapchat a minute ago. Both of us. No. But John Hembry has designed his own page. The web address is myroyalrangers.com. Myroyalrangers.com. This is the home page. And what I want you to do is we'll be broadcasting this. We have sent it out to the territorial reps. We're going to be putting this up on Facebook, on our FCF website. But you'll notice up there in the upper right corner where it says Village App. And what any FCF member in the United States can do is can go out, if you'll go to the next page, please. And then what any FCF member in the United States can do is go out on this site, fill out the application. Once that application is submitted, it will go back to the territorial rep for his approval. And what I've instructed the territorial reps to do is if they do not know that member, contact his chapter president. That's how we're going to work who will be setting up in the FCF Village. But we're trying to hit 500, and with the Lord's help, we'll do it. So this is how the process worked. I actually got my territorial rep to approve me being in the village. So you'll fill out the application. You'll submit it. When the territorial rep approves you, you'll get a notice back, and then plan on getting put to work in the FCF Village. Amen? Amen. We've got a lot of boys and men that are going to be coming, and we want to host them well. A lot of exciting activities. We're going to have some of the best FCF artisans in the country to be there. Also, we're going to have a historical time walk. This is going to kind of be our crowning event there in the FCF Village. And we're looking forward for a great time. But what we're looking for mainly is to recruit new members. Amen? And that's what the village is there for. So thank you. Appreciate all you guys very much.
Well, it's my privilege to tell you about your 2015 Master's Toolbox giving, which was a record year for Royal Rangers. Give yourself a big hand. $89,345.69, which is just amazing. And so thank you for doing such an awesome job across America. In just a moment, I'm going to announce all of the top districts, and we got some prizes for them and all that sort of thing. But let me give you a little bit of stats. There is so much potential with Royal Rangers around the nation. They are a sleeping giant. I don't know the exact total. There may be around 100,000 Royal Ranger boys in the Assemblies of God. So if they all give a dime every week, that's $400,000. If they gave a dime. $89,000 is an amazing amount because we've never given that much before, but it's still a drop in the bucket. Because if these kids brought a quarter, that'd be $1.5 million. You see the potential of the multitude. It's absolutely amazing. In BGMC, we have a challenge for our kids to try and earn $31 in 31 days. Can you imagine a boy earning $31 in 30? Can he earn a dollar a day? You bet he can. So challenge your boys. Can you imagine if that happened? Every boy raising $31, that'd be $3.5 million that would come in for Ranger Toolbox. That's the army that you have underneath your feet. It is absolutely amazing. Well, this past year, in fifth place for giving, make sure I have the right one here, giving award. Tennessee was $7,692, and in history, we have always given out coupons good in the Fred Deaver store. Well, the Fred Deaver store isn't here this year because of his passing. It's now caught up in litigation. It'll probably be here next year, but it isn't here this year. So instead, we're giving you certificates to be used at Bass Pro Shop. So Marshall, come on up here if you would. And Tennessee gets fifth place, $150 in Bass Pro gift cards. Marshall's going to provide those for you. Fourth place, Louisiana, $8,823. Come on up here, $150 in Bass Pro gift cards. Those are for you to use any way you want to. You can award the person who did all the work. You can have prizes for your boys, anything you'd like to do. South Texas, $13,000. Third place, $250 in Bass Pro gift cards. Fourth place, Arkansas, $14,684. $300 in Bass Pro gift cards. These are some pretty cool stuff this year. Not that it wasn't last year with Fred Deaver, okay, but I'm just saying, as a substitute, that's pretty good. I know it'd be fine. All right, number first place is Penn, Florida, $17,706. $350 in Bass Pro gift cards. Penn, Florida said they don't want them. Well, thank you, bud. Oh, he does want them. I'm sorry. Okay, thanks. Now, because the big districts tend to have the potential of dominating, we have five more awards that are always the per capita awards. So this is where we're basing on, we're dividing how much you gave divided by how many boys you have. And it's amazing how that switches things around somewhat. But in fifth place is South Texas, $16.09 per boy. Come on back up here, $150 gift cards. Fourth place, Southern Idaho, $18.42 per boy. They gave $1,639. Southern Idaho on their way up here. All right, great. They didn't know they were coming, so. Tennessee, $18.63 per boy. Idaho almost had third place. Second place, Arkansas, $21 per boy. $300. And finally, in first place is Louisiana. Coming back up here, $350 in certificates, $30.22 per boy. Remember what I said about $31 and 31 days? You could have been up here. You just had to get all your boys to do it. Pretty amazing, though. We talk about the money, but BGMC and Master's Toolbox are first and foremost about what happens in the heart of the boy. When you teach your boys to care about the world, something down inside of them clicks open. It's the compassion of God upon their spirit. Time and time again, when I talk to new missionaries, I was talking to some last week, and I said, tell me your story. And their story starts off with, well, I had this barrel. And I've taken polls. 85% of our missionaries put money in a buddy barrel when they were a kid. But when they were a kid, only a third of our churches did BGMC. So 85% of our missionaries are coming from one third of our churches. And those are the churches who taught their kids early that their life could be used to benefit someone else. And I know that's what happens in Rangers. Okay, service is a part of what we teach. And I'm telling you, it makes a big difference. I teach an online course at SAGU University. One of the questions is to tell me when you were a child something that impacted your life. It's amazing how many of the pastoral candidates tell me about Royal Rangers. When they were a kid, that's when they were mentored. Who impacted your life? Well, it was my buckaroo commander. Well, it was my, you know, they had names, different names back then, pioneer commander. And they start telling the story. I'm telling you, what you are doing is making a great difference. I'm going to show you a video that I watched and then tell you why it's so important to me. It's a video that shows the Syrian Muslims who are leaving Europe or leaving Syria and heading to Europe. In the last few years, time and time again, we've had stories. We keep hearing stories of Muslims, and they're seeing Jesus in visions and in dreams. But I want you to look at this. All the little dots to the south, those are coming from Muslim countries. And they're going to Europe. And the interesting thing is they are leaving where it's against the law to hear about Jesus. And they are going to where it's not against the law to hear about Jesus. And the missionaries have been telling us, the German missionaries are winning Muslims to Jesus. The Italian missionaries, the Bulgarian missionaries, the Hungarian missionaries, the Austrian missionaries, they're all winning Muslims to Jesus because they're coming out of these countries full of questions they've never been able to ask. Now look how it's turning into a river. This is present day. This is bringing it up to March. And the longer we wait, the closer we get to March, the more that that looks like a river of immigrants. Every dot represents 10 immigrants. In these last days, God is opening the door for millions of Muslims who have never been able to hear the gospel, and they're entering places where the gospel is freely available to them. And this is happening right now, January, February, March. That's going to be our project for Toolbox this year because our missionaries all over Europe are needing supplies. They're building churches, starting churches in the middle of tent camps. They need tents and sleeping bags and lanterns and cook stoves. It's all the stuff that you guys understand. Look at that last picture. That would have been the last day we took this, which was around February 22nd or something like that. Look at that river. And those are all people that for the first time in their lives are having the opportunity to know Jesus as their Savior. I'm about to show you a video that is available to you. That one's available to you. Another video that we're going to show you. But several years ago, I kept hearing these stories of Muslims seeing Jesus in dreams. He would appear to them. He would tell them, tomorrow you're getting a track. That track will tell you about me. Or that day they would get a track, and that night Jesus would say, pull out that track. That track's about me. Muslims were saying, I had this dream, and the next day a guy hands me a track, and the guy in my dream is on the front page of the track because the track had Jesus on it. And I'm hearing these stories time after time after time, and I started praying, God, wouldn't it be amazing if a million Muslims could just hear about you one night. And then I heard this story that there was a million Muslims that just left Syria. And it's like the Holy Spirit said, I made that happen. Those people now have an opportunity to hear about Jesus in a country that's glad to tell them about Jesus. And each one of them is tied to people back home. The chance that we have right now is to turn the tide on Muslims because they are wide open to the gospel. And that's going to be our project. We want you guys to help. They're going to need all those supplies, and we're going to raise funds for them. So here's what I want you to do before I show you that next video. I put ping pong balls on your desk. If you're willing to tell me you can count on me, I want you to write your name on a ping pong ball. I'll give you instructions in just a second. But if you're willing to make this happen back home with your kids, just write your name on a ping pong ball. Think of it as that's your commitment. That's your vote, okay? I want you to see this last video. This is the one made by the missionaries talking about what's happening and what their needs are. So listen real careful.
It was a horrible trip crossing the sea. was hard because we have women, kids. We were about to be drowned.
Taliban chased her husband, Taliban chased her son, and that's why they left Afghanistan.
My people, the water
got in the boat.
Yes, the baby became too
cheap. And you had the baby.
Baby crying.
Yeah. Very traumatic.
God really put on our hearts that we needed to be here and we needed to begin to work among the refugees. And it's been an interesting opportunity for us because we've been able to hand out food, we've been able to hand out water, and God has just put a burden on our heart to reach them with the gospel of Christ.
We couldn't say no. We couldn't turn our backs on them. We couldn't forget about them. And so we had to help. We had to get involved. We had to feed and clothe the hungry.
We are trying to help as much as we can. We go out into the park and hand out sandwiches, apples, water, blankets, supplies, whatever it may be.
We wanted to give them the things that they might need to have them continue the journey on. We also had the opportunity to give a tract with the meals. We offered them a tract within Farsi, Arabic, and other languages.
Most refugees do not want to live here in Hungary. There's better pay over in the West, so we're just a transit station for them. But we have been able to reach out to them as much as possible with supplies and with the gospel message.
I pray for their family back in their homeland. I pray that you protect them and guide them and direct them.
We're doing a level of compassion, but understanding that this is not a short-term fix for us. Long-term, that we're going to be in this to make a spiritual impact in their lives.
And are you from Afghanistan?
They're coming to us. These are countries that missionaries have a difficulty even getting into. So for us, I mean, what a joy, what a day it is in history. They are coming across our border, and they're approaching us because this is a time of need for them. So what a greater time for the church to rise up and understand that through compassion, you show the love of Jesus, and you make a spiritual impact on their life that literally changes the destiny that their life is set on.
This is really happening, and we have a chance right now to make a difference in these people's lives. And they're coming to know Christ by the droves, because most of them have heard whispers and always wondered if it was true, and they've never been able to know. So it's not that we're asking these individuals to move to America. They're moving to Europe, which is kind of their custom. Europe is filled with lots and lots of Muslims, lots and lots of people. They're finding homes, but right now they are wide open to seeing what Christianity is all about. So this is our project for the year. Every year we have a special project. Part of our money still goes to Royal Rangers International. Part of our money still goes to Eagle Rock. But every year we have a new project that we highlight for that year, and this is what it's going to be. Now, my heart gets pumping, so I want to work double time. So here's my next statement for you. If you want to work double time or triple time, write your name on a second one or a third one. And if you just can't stand it, you really think God's going to use you, write your name on as many ping pong balls as are available. Just nudge your neighbor and say, I want yours. So start writing your name on here. Because I want this to be a symbol of your faith, and that when you turn this ping pong ball in, you're saying you can count on me and my church and my section and my district. Our kids are going to get behind this, and it's going to be really cool and really amazing. And in fact, Marshall, come up here and help me if you would. First of all, we have all these videos on some sticks and some things. So just see Marshall; he'll give it to you. Download it on your computer, give it back to him. He's got like 50 of them, but we want you all to go home with this stuff right fresh on your computer. It's a great thing to take to your pastor. Have your pastor take up an offering for this, a toolbox BGMC offering for this. It's a great way to get toolbox going and off the start. Marshall, you're putting on your gloves there. PGMC gloves. Those are pretty cool. Okay, well, here's what we're going to have. I'm going to need all the district staff, everybody come over here and help me. I'm going to need about 20 people across the front. But here's what's going to happen. We're going to take 60 seconds, and you're all going to throw your balls right into this tub right here, okay? Now, you don't get to come up here. You have to throw it from where you are. So I'm going to, just like that, I'm going to depend on the people in the middle to catch them, pick them up, keep them moving. I'm going to need more of you down front to pick them up off the floor. Somebody's going to have to grab these. Start throwing your balls. That's it. Some of them are making it all the way up. It's a good time to aim for your district commander. I'm just telling you. Okay? Toss them on up here. You're doing great. 60 seconds is all the time we got for collecting these. Do you see what happens when everybody gets excited? Lots of hands make great work. Can you imagine your kids putting their pledge, their little toolbox, faith promise on a ping pong ball and tossing it up here? And you guys are doing great. Don't leave any of them out there. Somebody just aimed at me. I saw that. That was not kind of you. All right? I said aim at Carl. That's what I said. So, but you're doing great. We got almost all of them. All right. 10 seconds is all we got left. 10. Now, where did they all come from in the last 10 seconds? I don't know. That's kind of funny. But 8, 7, 6. And how come a handful just came up here? What were you doing this whole time? Right. 5, 4. Nice toss, sir. Good. 3, 2, 1. Whew. This idea looked great on paper. All right. Excellent. We got the energy pumping in the room. I did this because whenever you do something for God, there's always an award. And so Marshall has $25 gift certificates for the following 12 people. Now, I hope that you were passionate and put your name in here 2 times and 3 times and 4 times, because if you didn't bother to put your name in here. Greg Scott, Pendel District, come on up here. James Dye, get yourself on up here. This person didn't have the courage to write their name down. Okay. Danny, come on up. Any Danny, come on up here. They got gift cards. Let's see. Carol something from Kentucky. Okay. Lee, get on up here, Lee, wherever you are. Ron from Cunningham, Oklahoma. Whew. Man. David Troner. Another person that doesn't know their name. Ronnie, that's all I know. It's back in the bucket. Irvin, get on up here. Get your prizes. Outpost 5, Ranger Kids, get on up here, buddy. Whoever that is, yes, okay. Justin Wright. Juan Rojas, or Rovas. David Troner. Trower. Hey, it's on a ping pong ball. Don't blame me. We got one left. No, we don't have one. Yeah, I only had 2 fingers, but I got it. So, you see how quickly that was done? Many hands accomplish great things, don't they? And we want BGMC Ranger Toolbox across our nation. We want our kids to get excited about doing this stuff. You could pick the price of a tent, a sleeping bag, a stove, and challenge your kids. Will you raise $80 for a tent? Will you raise $30 for a sleeping bag? Will you, and just give them an idea and let them go after it. Let them do something. When they see this video, your kids are going to want to make a difference. And I believe that next year, we will see some amazing things happen. Give Jesus a big hand. Thanks.
Hang on, David. Wait a minute. Real quickly here before you go. You keep that one. I'll keep this one. Hey, listen, we had an idea that came to us, and with the events of the last week, we didn't really have time to put that all together. But I want to announce it here, and we will be sending material out on it. David was sharing the idea with me. Guys, my passion, my heart is that we become a missional organization, even beyond what happens in our Wednesday nights and reaching boys and all of that. And so what we want to do is we want to see our young men learn how to be givers. And so for Camperama, what we would like to do, Sandra, are you creating a hassle down there? Okay, you need to go sit down.
He gets to boss her around here at the national office.
She's back in the office. That changes. Me what to do. So I can get away from it here. But here's what I'd like to do. We would love to have your young men, everyone who's coming, and you too, everyone who's coming to BGMC to collect as much change as they can. And we are going to have 55-gallon drums at BGMC. Going to be that's bigger than that even. We're going to have 55-gallon drums at BGMC that we want to try to fill up for missions. We want to take the largest change offering in the world, okay? And I want to challenge you guys to help us to do that. We got this idea actually from another district. What district was it?
Arkansas did this.
Yeah, where's Arkansas at? We're stealing your idea.
They raised $20,000 just in Arkansas.
Yes, they did this at a powwow. And you guys filled more than one barrel, didn't you? Uh-huh. Two barrels. The second time you did, you filled two barrels, 255 gallons.
So they're bringing two barrels to Camperama.
All right. So we're going to have more barrels. But what we'd like you to do is we would like you to challenge your young men to bring as much change and as much money as they can.
In a bucket.
In a bucket, yes.
Tell them to bring a bucket of change.
There you go. And we are going to fill those 55-gallon barrels. And then we're going to give them all to JR and let him figure out how we're going to count them all, okay?
Sandra's in charge of rolling coins, though, just so you know.
There you go. All right? So would you help us do that? And let's not only make Camperama 2016 the greatest, the biggest event, the most ultimate event for guys, but let's also make it the event where our young men just raise the most money, change, the biggest amount of change in the world. Can we do that? Will you work with us on that? And we will be sending material out in the next couple weeks.
And Carl, I kind of thought it might be neat if the change was turned in, like, by regions.
That's a good idea.
Don't you have regions? Don't you have?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't use the C word. I just said bring it in by regions.
I like competition.
I didn't use the C word, but they might think of it that
so
way.
Maybe
you
we
know,
could do a barrel per region.
Yeah.
And then
weigh it or something.
See what the godliest? I mean the.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. That sounds like a plan. But guys, we'll figure it out. But just challenge your guys, your boys, your men. Let's collect as much change as we can. Okay? And have them bring them in buckets, and then we'll have a big a chance where they can come and just pour that in there. Can you do that with us? Does that sound like a good idea? I think all together, if Arkansas can do barrels, I know we can beat that.
Exactly.
All right?
Exactly.
So thank you for letting us do that. And again, it's for the young men and for the gospel. Thank you, guys.
Some men travel to camp by car. Others by boat. And on occasion, some by plane. I don't think it's impressive to ride a bear. Ha! Big deal. I carry bears on my back because I'm just that kind. Some men travel at the speed of light itself. Others take their time to watch the sunrise atop a mountain peak and let the weight of their single tear rumble the earth into an avalanche that they ride down on a surfboard. It doesn't matter how you get to Royal Rangers National Camperama. What matters is that you get there.
Hey, Camperama is a great thing, but you know what? You cannot just arrive there on the 11th and on the 18th and expect Camperama to happen. We got a campgrounds down there, but we need to get ready for those 5,000 people to come and put on events and have a good time. And And that takes a whole week's worth of effort. In fact, it takes a month. And in fact, would you believe that right now there are people down there working on that campgrounds to get it ready for us this summer? But the concentrated effort happens the week before, begins on the 11th. And some people say, well, what do you got to do? Let me tell you just a few things that we have to do to get ready for the event to happen. We have to get that camp ready for Camporama. Here's just a few of the things. We've got to get the site ready. It's got to be trimmed and mowed, and it's got to look pretty. We want to put on a really, really good impression when we get there. So here's some of the things we have to do. We've got to pitch big tents, the ones that host the events. We've got to haul regional platforms and regional tents out to them. We've got to haul tables, picnic tables, and tables for the pavilions. We've got to place 100 and some trash cans about. We've got signs to put up so people know where they're going. All kinds of signs. We've got snack bars to get cleaned and get equipped and get stocked. We've got beds to move. We've got the distribution, JR's distribution center, to get it stocked and set up. We've got ranges to get set up and cleaned up. We've got last-minute repairs that invariably happen. We've got pools and pool platforms to get ready to go. We've got activities that need set up and teams to go. We've got to get our kitchen, trucks and trucks of food coming in. We've got to get that unloaded, and we've got to get it stored so they can get it to it. We've got porta-johns to place. We've got crowd control barriers to build at the pavilions. We've got, oh, man, tram cleaning and I'm not coming. We got golf carts to unload and assign. We've got regional headquarters to set up. We got district campsites to get laid out. We got a lot of stuff to do, and we need a lot of help. But I'll tell you what, it is a lot of fun, believe it or not. You know, it's usually about 100 degrees. Yeah. And, well, enough said. In all seriousness, we do need some help. And bless God for MAPS RVers. We could not do Camporama without MAPS RVers. Some of them are down there right now. Roger and Barbara will be going down the 1st of April and helping out Phil and Michelle to make sure the camp is ready for us, because we want to have a good experience. That camp takes a lot of work, a lot of work. We've got roads to repair. We've got bridges to fix, things that need done. And those will primarily be done before we get there. So if you can come, now I had one guy, I'm not going to name his name, but he said, you know what, I can't come to Camporama. I got to be away for business. But I'm coming down the week before to work to help get it ready. And we need that kind of a spirit. So if you can come down the 11th or any time before, let us know. Here are some things to do that will make your stay better. Bring your own hand tools. Mark them. We spend half of our time running around looking for tools. But if you'll bring your own tools, whatever you think you might need for whatever skills you might have, bring your tools. Come prepared to rough it a little bit. We'll give you a place to sleep, probably in air conditioning, but you won't be there when Camporama starts necessarily. That will depend. You'll be back with your districts. But come, we'll feed you, we'll try to take care of you, we'll start each day out with breakfast and a devotion, and then we'll split up the list into the various teams we got, and we'll get after it. And we'll work hard till 6 o'clock or so, and then we'll try to relax in the evening and regain our strength, and sometimes we even open up the pools for those that worked really hard. But if you can help us out that way, it would just be awesome. Let the national office know, say when you're coming, so they'll have enough food ready. I think Jim's going to talk a little later about the food forms, volunteer food forms. That will be critical that you get that filled out. And bring a couple guys with you if you need to. There's enough work for everybody. But you are there to work. You know, we're not just going to feed you so you can come in there and work for a couple hours in the morning and then go off trout fishing or over to Silver Dollar City. That's going to be our week to work to get ready for National Camporama, and it is a good time. We're going to have a lot of fun. Right, Brother Patterson? Huh? Time of your life, right? Yes, amen. All right, thank you. Any questions about what we need to do to get the campgrounds ready. We got a longer list than this. Thank you, Jim. We'll see you at Camperama.
Thank you, Jim. Well, this is the last Camperama section that we've got, the last few minutes. And yesterday we asked for if anyone had any Camperama questions or anything they wanted to ask to fill out an index card and put it back in the Rural Ranger information booth. We had maybe 8 or 10 of them, so I'm just going to kind of go over those, and then we're going to do something a little bit different to change gears with Camperama after that to finish this out. So here we go. I'm just going to read these. I don't know if I'm going to read them verbatim, but I'll certainly summarize them for you. Some of them are kind of lengthy. The first question, what do boys do to register if they have no leaders from their outpost going? What do boys do to register if they have no leaders from their outpost going? Well, if they don't have any outposts and their leaders going, I don't know how they're going to get there. And if so, they're getting given a ride that you just can't, they got to have some leaders there, some adult representatives there from their outposts. So not sure what the context was in that, but if you had that question, talk to me afterwards. But they have to have your outpost leaders there present during the event. These kind of questions are the same. What activities are available for women's spouses at the National Camperama? Are they able to stay at the campsites all day and overnight? Do they have to stay with the outpost, or can they do their own thing? For the record, there are no activities for women to do at Camperama. All the activities are designed for boys and men, but we do have needs. We do have full-time women volunteers, and they stay in a separate part of the camp. They help us out, and they serve just as much, we have full-time men volunteers. So there are opportunities for women volunteers to come and help out at the camp. Again, nationalcamperama.com on the left-hand side. There's some information for volunteers. And there are visiting hours throughout the day. So, for example, let me give you my scenario is I'm going to be there. My son and outpost are going to be there, but my wife and our three kids, they're staying off-site. But they're going to come visit us every day, maybe. They're going to visit us a couple times anyway. And I'm sure they're going to go to Branson and do other kinds of things. So that's what my wife's going to do. If your situation is different and your spouse can volunteer full-time and help us out in something, that'd be great. We can certainly do that. So those are kind of the activities that would be available for spouses to do. Kind of the same question. My wife's going to Camp Rom this year. What are the sleeping arrangements of her and others, women in this situation? What they do, they stay towards the north, on the north side of the camp, which is really where Rural Rangers International Camp and where Eagles Resort is. They stay, our full-time FEMA volunteers stay in that area. They are not allowed to camp or stay on the other side. When I say the other side, there's another checkpoint, a little shed there as you go towards the upper Turkey Loop. That's really where everyone is camping back in there. But the full-time female volunteers stay on, we call the north side of camp up by Eagles Resort, close to where the international guests stay. But there are no females that stay where all the campers are. Can we leave a trailer in our campsite? No. The reason for that, if everybody wanted to leave a trailer in our campsite, you're not got room to camp. So there are no trailers allowed in the campsite, and that's part of the regional coordinator, camp coordinator's responsibilities, is to make sure all that stuff is taken out of there, because we simply just don't have the room. I mean, you can imagine logistically camping 5,000 people in areas that we have for camping and trying to make room for trailers just won't work. Are you changing anything to prevent the very long lines at events and the disappointment for the boys that couldn't do some popular events due to a lack of help and wait times? Well, lack of help, hopefully we're addressing by everyone's volunteering. Volunteer. There you go. Thank you, Jason. Volunteer. And quite honestly, I was talking to somebody today. You're going to have lines that you got 5,000 people there. Now, we can do things to try and mitigate that. You go to Disney World, you got lines. Okay, I went to Disney World last summer, and it was hot. But, you know, we tried to make the best of it with our kids. That's what you got to do. Get to know the person in front of you or back of you. But we are working specifically on the food lines. That's where we're working. We've got some cues that we're going to be doing so the line is not as long. And also, we provide like an hour and a half for eating times, so that may be split up so you don't have all the big rush at one time. So we are doing things from that perspective, certainly to make sure you don't have the wait specifically to eat. Another question, is there a Roll Ranger discount for Silver Dollar City in conjunction with Camp-A-Rama? And there is. I talked about that earlier. Go to the National Camp-A-Rama website. On the left-hand side, Leaders Resources, at the very bottom, there's a Silver Dollar City flyer. So there's a couple different options there. Are the camping locations already designated for the regions and district? We do have a tentative camp layout already done. Jim Barger, that was one of his responsibilities, is to do that. And hopefully in your regional meetings, your regional meetings this afternoon, you'll have a chance to review that with your regional coordinator. Now, those things can change, but anyway, those have been at this point assigned, but they could be subject to change because the biggest concern we have are our food loads at each one of the pavilions. We want to make sure that the heaviest food load is on the green pavilion. Generally, it's kind of what we do, and we try and spread it out evenly among the rest. So there is actually a science behind where you camp. But anyway, those have been tentatively assigned. Yes. This is a question we often get. Are there any arrangements for handicapped persons to get from place to place, such as golf carts? For those of you that have been to Eagle Rock is a very primitive camp for the most part, rugged terrain, hills. We have trams that run. We'll still have the same tram system that goes. I know we've got Michael Keese working on that, Rick Scott. They're over our transportation area. But we will have trams that will run. But golf carts, not available. That's for staff. But, we do try. And if the people, if you have a golf cart, we talk to the people that have it. It's like if you see someone that maybe needs a ride or needs some help, help them out. Okay, so, but generally there's not. It's a primitive camp. So you guys have been there several times and familiar with that. So last one we had, is there a discount for father and grandfather with four or more sons? Great question, because actually I've seen this in some organizations when they have registration. For example, I registered our three kids to play summer ball coming up, and oftentimes, you'll see, like, if you register the first one, they pay full price, then $10 off the next one, and maybe $10 off the next one. Well, they didn't do that this year, okay? So I had to pay full price for three kids. We don't do that right now, but certainly I think there might be value and merit in that to do that later on in the future. So, but at this point, with the four in this case, they pay the same price as one would in this situation. So, and if you do have specific questions outside of that, please feel free to talk to me afterwards. During the break, I'll be out and about as well. So where I want to kind of end now, actually, if you guys could, everybody got a pen? Great. This is the interactive portion. I need you to write these things down, please. Everybody ready? Camp-A-Rama prayer list. Take this home with you, please. And this is just a very short list, because there could be dozens and dozens of things on here. I kind of tried to go to generalities. Okay, here we go. Travel mercies. A safe camp for the work week and Camp-A-Rama. Overall logistics for food and activities. Pray for the volunteers that we have. One, that we get enough volunteers. We've got a fair amount, but we're a little less than what we were in 2012. We really need volunteers. And the staff that's working the camp. So one, we get the number of volunteers we need prior to camp that Commander Jim talked about. but also on site for the staff and volunteers. Weather. And you're like, really, weather? Yeah, weather, okay? You know what? I believe what we had, the rendezvous, the weather we had in 2014, we can have in 2016 for Camp-A-Rama. Amen? Thank you. Yes. Amen. I like it. Evening services, and I'll talk specifics here. Pray for the speakers. Monday night I talked about is Paul Walters. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night is Carl, our national director, Carl Fleick. Pray for the praise and worship band, Brenton Miles and his group. And a couple others, just, again, very general. There could be dozens, honestly. Just pray that the Holy Spirit would just be prevalent in those hills and the Ozarks, and just a sweet presence the entire time. And the lives would be touched. And, you know, I'm sure there's other, for those of you that have been there, there's dozens of others, districts, regions set, camps set up, lots of other things. Like I said earlier, I've been involved in four of these. This will be my fourth, so I'm a rookie, relatively speaking to some of you men out there. Two of them I've been a participant at. Two of them I've been involved in the setup and staffing of it. And, you know, you can only, they gave us 2 hours to talk about Camp-A-Rama. There's only so much you can keep talking about some of the same stuff. So last night I was just praying, Lord, how do we end this? How do we end this? How can I wrap this all up? We've had great presentations from Dwight, CFO, man. I appreciate you, Jason, man. He's got volunteers singing. It's going to be great. Paul Walters came. Jim came. It's just going to be an awesome event. So what's a good way to sum all this up? And you know, people sometimes ask me, you know, why? Why do I do, why am I doing this? You know, why am I doing this? And let me read you a scripture verse here. In John chapter 4, verse 27, I read through the next 33. Just then, Jesus' disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, what do you want, or why are you talking with her? Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Meanwhile, Jesus' disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat something. But Jesus said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. Then his disciples said to each other, could someone have brought him food? I mean, can you imagine their reaction to that? That was my little take at the end there. It wasn't there. My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Don't you have a saying? It's still 4 months until harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields, for they are ripe for harvest. And in the 2012 Camp-A-Rama, I had an opportunity to speak for about 10 minutes one night, and you know, the lights are just blinding, you can't really see, but, you know, I looked out and saw the you know, 5,000 whatever people we had, and, you know, last night, I brought that back, last night I was just praying, you know, how can we end this, and I just had, I don't know, it wasn't a vision necessarily, but just certainly something the Lord impressed on my heart is that I had this vision or dream of me, of anyone standing there preaching and sharing the word and the field being empty. That no one was there. And that just broke my heart. And men, if you're on the fence, you need to be there for your boys. Bring the boys. I've got in my outpost, I got to go back next week and raise half the funds again, more money to bring 10 boys. And we've got one boy in our outpost, his name's Patrick. And all of you have a Patrick. All right, well, my Patrick is single mom, sees his dad every once in a while. He's in fifth grade, goes to Klondike Middle School. I'm sorry, sixth grade, Klondike Middle School in West Lafayette, Indiana. So I talk to him on Sundays at church, and you know, I always ask him, I always talk to him about his best class in school and his worst class, and I always on his worst class, and it's always math, Commander Jim. And I said, "What's your grade?" You know, C, C minus. I said, "You know, well, how about let's shoot for a C or C plus?" And so I carry on my conversation with him, and he is mentally challenged. He has learning disabilities. And he's coming to Camp-A-Rama. And you know what? I don't know what God's plan for his life is, but God's got a plan for his life. And it's a great plan. And men, one of the best things you can do for your boys is bring them to this event. It is life-changing. Salvations, rededications, fillings in the Holy Spirit, boys called to ministry. And you know what? Men are blessed too with all those things I just mentioned. It's not just about the boys. Rangers is a men's ministry as well, amen? But that's why I do what I do. It's why you do what you do. Everyone has a Patrick in their outpost. Amen, I challenge you. If you're on the fence at all, decide to come. Bring three or four boys. I know you have 60 days, not a lot of time, but put something together. Again, I'm bringing 10 or 12. I got to meet next week with my children's pastor and say, hey, we've raised halfway. We need to get more. But that vision, or again, I'm me, okay, of someone on the field in the amphitheater, and you can see it if you've been there, just empty, just really spoke to me. And, you know, I know it's not going to be empty, but maybe it's just that one or that two. That one or that two. Encourage your boys to come if they're on the fence. Do what you can. Think outside the box. That's what we need. We got 7 minutes here. And men, I gave you some things to pray about. I want us all to stand up, please. And I'm going to lead us in prayer, but you know what? You guys can follow along the prayer list too. So let's just now just begin to pray, speak out to God for these needs that I listed and also for anything else that you may have. Again, I could have listed dozens here. But let's just start to begin to pray because there is a war right now going on and issues that outposts are having that Satan is blocking and that he does not want these boys to go to Camp Rama. I think Carl said it great. This isn't life or death, it's eternity. It's more important than life or death. So let's begin to pray. Let's pray for travel mercies, Lord God. We just pray for those that are coming into Camp Eagle Rock, Father, that they would have travel mercies, Father. They would not have any breakdowns, Lord, or flat tires. And Lord, if that happens, Lord, keep them safe on the interstates, Jesus. And I just thank you for that. We pray that angels will be round about their cars, Father God. Lord, bring them in safely, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you for that. We pray for the flying in, driving in, that everyone will be safe, Lord. And also on the way home for travel mercies also, Lord God. We pray for the entire 2 weeks and really up to now that everyone be safe, Lord, as they're working. It might be hot, and we just pray that we would stay hydrated, Lord God, and you keep us from injury, that there would be no injuries or very little. We have another great Camp-A-Rama for no one getting hurt, and we, Lord God, we just thank you for that. There are so many logistics, Lord, that things that we don't even know or are thinking about. Help them come to our minds, Lord God, that we would remember those. The volunteers and the staff and the members that are planning this event, Lord Jesus. We just pray, Lord God, that the logistics would work out great. And, Lord, we know you're planning this as well. You're helping us, guiding us. Help us think about things that we've not thought about before also, Lord God. And, Lord, we just pray for the weather. We lift up the weather, Lord. Lord, I just claim right now, in the name of Jesus, it is a great work week and Camp-A-Rama week that they say it's been record cool in the Ozarks for 2 weeks in July. And I just pray that, Lord God, and I believe that we will have outstanding weather, that we would be free from any severe weather or anything, Lord God, that the weather would be pleasant and enjoyable, Father God. And I just, Lord, we look to you. We'll give you praise and glory for that, Jesus. And, Lord, right now for the evening service, I pray for Paul Walters on Monday night, Lord God, that you would anoint his lips, Lord, that he would be an obedient servant to you and deliver the message that you would have him speak that night to us, Lord God. And Lord, pray for the altar time that Monday night, Jesus, that people would rededicate, Lord, that their lives, that chains would be broken, Lord. Boys and men are under battles, Lord God, that they would break those chains, Lord God, and leave them at the altar, Father God, at the foot of the cross. Lord, we pray for Carl, Lord, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, Lord God, that you would give him an anointing, a fresh anointing anew, Lord God, of what he would speak on those nights, Lord. It would be your words, Father God. He would be obedient to you, Lord. And we pray for the hearts that would be hearing those, Lord, that our hearts would be open to receive that word. We just thank you for that, Lord Jesus. And we pray for the praise and worship band, Lord, for Brenton Miles. We pray for traveling mercies for him, Lord God, and that he would choose the songs, Lord, that you would lead him and guide him along those lines. And I thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, the most important thing, Lord, right now, we just pray for, it's easy to get caught up in logistics and talking about applicants and registrations, but those are people, Lord God. They're people that you sent your son to die for. Help us to keep that in mind, Father God, as we're going through these next 120 days or whatever it is, that we're dealing with eternity. And Lord, we just pray that just a fresh touch of your Holy Spirit would be on Camp Eagle Rock during this time, Lord God. Just a sweet, sweet presence. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. You are welcome there. And Lord, we would just look forward to the testimonies, Lord, that we will hear from Camp-A-Rama 2016. Oh, Lord, the addictions that are broken, the salvations, Lord, the boys that are called into ministry, Jesus, to be missionaries or pastors, Lord God, we look forward to that. It's nothing we've done but for you, for your glory, Father God. And we're just thankful to be willing instruments of that, Lord Jesus. Just thank you for allowing us to serve and be willing instruments, Lord God. And we give you all the praise and glory, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Man, we'll see you at Camp Rama 2016. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Go ahead and have a seat here for just a few more minutes. Are you guys ready to be part of the team that's going to make this best Camp-A-Rama ever? Oh, come on. Are we going to be a team to make this the best Camp-A-Rama ever?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take just a few moments to do a national update on training. Yeah. We had a great year last year in adult training, but you notice this year, when you look at the schedule on the website, there's a lot fewer activities. You know why? Camp-A-Rama. We want to make sure that you guys are there for Camp-A-Rama, but for the events that are on the national calendar, please promote those things. Let's make sure that every one of those happens. There's a lot of world-class outposts, but we also have some other events up there. Also, junior training update. You need to go to the website, the junior training website. We updated the website. We're making some switches over to the new system with the junior training. We have RTC was released last year. JTC is being released this year with AJTC, all in a beta format already. So within the next several months, with Camp-A-Rama still working around it, we should get AJTC also released. So the team, there's a great team that's been working on the junior training. And then we also now have appointed another team that's going to be working on updating and putting in a format all the action camps. So the junior training is well on the way of getting, it'll never be done, because we're always going to be adding action camps. But we're getting well on the way of having a good crafted plan for helping our boys become great leaders. We have, how many guys have been to the NEEC? What'd you think? Is it fun? Yeah, it was a lot of fun, wasn't it? It's only a one-night, two-day event. How many have been to NRMC? Were you spiritually challenged?
Yes.
Do you see the trend in the way we're going now with training?
Yes.
Well, we want to keep that up. We have NEEC ready for Spanish translation. We have it already. The NRMC has already been translated into Spanish. And we would even love the possibility of offering one or two of those a year all Spanish. That means we need Spanish people teaching. We have an academy coming up this year. And also coming up the next year, we're looking at doing academies. One of the keys about academy, national academy and advanced academy, and especially national academies, you need to be qualified to take it. So look long range, like when you need to also have attended like NRMC. So as a leader, when you're talking in your districts, your men that are interested in becoming an instructor, you know, there's a process to become the instructor, then to go to National Academy. You've had to attend a National Ranger Ministry Camp. There's some processes you need to do. So think year, 18 months, even 24-month planning to get people ready for that. Well, that's it. That's about the most I have right now for national training. We've really been trying to fine-tune things. A lot of things have been getting completed in the last 5 years. I'm appreciative of all the field, the help we've had from the field. Now, rather than call up John to come up and Jim right now, I'm going to go ahead and make the announcements so I don't have to come up again. We can expedite some time. Is that okay with you? Got some quick announcements, and they're important. At the end of this session, you'll get a 30-minute break, and then you will show up for your regional meetings. This regional meeting is going to be very critical, because what's your number one topic you'll be talking about? No, it'll be training. Oh, it'll be both of them, but Camperama needs to really be talked about and fine-tuned. For the region, we need to be able to do that. Also, you'll be talking about training and other things also. But after that, at 8:30 tonight, we want every one of you back to be here tonight because we're going to have a concert with Brenton Miles and the band, and we're going to hear some new stuff from his new songs, and we know you'll be blessed to be here for that. Are you going to be back? Are you going to come? We'll get you 3 hours to go eat and then come back. What about luggage tomorrow? Those of you that are checking out and leaving right after the noon finish of the conference. Luggage could be stored in the Jefferson room. So tomorrow, if you check out, if you want to check out a little bit earlier rather than get the big line, you can check out, put your suitcases in the Jefferson room, and then they'll be okay for you to pick up and then scoot out later when we're done tomorrow. That's all the announcements I have. Are you guys, hey, where's the tape? I thought they both should be taped, maybe.
Hey, yeah. No messing around right now. They finally took the tape off of us. Mm-hmm. John can talk again, and I won't drop this again.
I won't have to shave for like a month.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Well, now, you know, the tape thing's done. We're done. I mean, yeah. I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to read any more chapters to you.
All right.
You're not going to be a klutz and knock things over, right?
We're ready.
We're ready? Okay. We're professional now.
David. Whew. Man. Okay, that's it. You're fired. I was sweating that out.
You're fired.
Okay. Here we go. These are the real. Those are just ping pong balls.
Okay. Okay. Now we're.
Is there somebody's name on those? No. Go ahead.
$100,000. Who is that?
I don't know. Not me.
Okay. Oh, we're giving away two books,
yes.
9 Disciplines of Enduring Leadership. It's a book about leadership, and there's leadership disciplines, and there's 9 of them. That's all I'm going to say. That's it.
Okay. That's it. Don Higginbotham, Southern
Don
Missouri
Higginbotham.
District. Where's Don at?
Is Don over here?
Yep. Excellent. Last one before the break.
There you go, Don.
And we have from the Northwest District. Do we have anybody from the Northwest District?
Northwest District.
Lonnie O'Neill. All right. Here we go. Okay. That's all we got. We're good. Enjoy your break. Be at 3:30 at your regional breakaway. Thank you.
Song again, whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Ages.
double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? Oh, oh, for sin could not atone. Thou must save and thou alone. Sin, thou must save and thou alone. Oh, 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 oh. Close in death when our soul.